Welcome to Falcons Drip, your go-to source for Falcons news and draft coverage. I'm Thon Ray, founder and voice of Falcons Drip.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. Today, I'm joined by my co-host, Kyle, as always. And we're going to break down the schedule, kind of the wins and losses, what we see coming for the 2023 season schedule release. And I do have to say that the Atlanta Falcons schedule release was probably one of my least favorite that I've seen thus far.
It's definitely an interesting schedule. You have the London game, and then you have a week 11 bye, which people were expecting a week 5 bye after the Falcons got scheduled to go to London in week 4. So it's interesting that Falcons are going to have no primetime games going to London in week 4 and a bye in week 11. So kind of a weird schedule, but it's very interesting to think about.
And there's two potential primetime games late in the season. The last game of the year when we play New Orleans is to be determined, and then a later game when we play Carolina is also to be determined. When I was talking about like the schedule release that I didn't like, I don't mean the actual schedule. I mean the media teams all go around and they plan this huge thing, and I just felt like Atlanta's was kind of a dud.
Oh, it definitely was kind of a dud at first. You definitely had the minimal, like, very simple edit they did in a photo edit, which obviously you put out one, which was a video, which was a little better in my opinion. It was a video where it had each team being shown. It went through each team and had, like, some transitions and stuff. I definitely loved the video you put out with the football Falcon. Yeah. Big shout out to him for that.
That was all him. I was just lucky enough to be a part of it.
Yeah. If you're a big creator, you'll get some of the collabs. Because people want to work with you. He put out a great edit with you on it. And it was better than what the Falcons did. The Falcons did their teams and shoes, but it wasn't that interesting. It was,
and they also did a social media one with different people around who are like, I believe, I'm not big on social media, but I believe like TikTok people, and it just wasn't, it didn't all make sense, and I didn't think it was all that funny. I was a little disappointed, especially when you got someone.
It definitely
like
was disappointing.
The Broncos had a great one. The Chargers had a great one again. So,
yeah, I 100% agree with you that their media team flopped with this. While I don't think it's the worst thing in the world, because it is, it's not like they're fumbling a draft class or a number one pick edit. It's just a schedule release, which is something very simple, which I think most fans are just in there for to see what the schedule is. They don't really care how it gets released. Just glad the schedule's out and we can we know when the Falcons are going to play.
Yeah, and so let's jump right into it. We'll go from week one all the way to week 18, talking about who we're playing and why we could win each game, why we could lose each game, and I guess kind of our predictions whether it's going to be a win or a loss.
So we'll start with the week one matchup. So you got Carolina is the first game. Carolina at 1 p.m. On the 10th of September on Fox.
I mean, that's a game I would love to go to, but we'll have to see. But I would love to see Carolina. And I honestly think that's a win for us and pretty easy win. I know they've said Bryce Young won't be starting right away. So I believe it'll be Andy Dalton. And I think that, you know, Carolina had an awesome draft class, but I like what we did a little bit more, and I think we're ahead of the curve against them. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to, especially a home game, I'd like to call that a W. I know Carolina's defense will be really, I mean, they've got a lot of nice pieces between Brian Burns, Jeremy Chinn, J.C. Horn, and they'll match up well against some of our offensive guys, but I think it's a lock for us.
I think they are where the Falcons were like a year ago. Obviously, they're your younger team. They had a pretty good draft. They got a guy we really liked in Jonathan Mingo at wide receiver. Obviously, they got Bryce Young, DJ Johnson from Oregon, the edge.
Big DJ Johnson fan.
Chandler Zavala, NC State guard. Jamie Robinson, Florida State, safety. So they got some pretty solid players. It's not like they got any guys who you're like, that's a Hall of Famer. But they got some guys that are some pieces to build for the future. And I think they're an exciting young team, but I don't think they're good enough to beat the Falcons right now.
Bryce Young could be a Hall of Famer, I'll have to see.
Yeah, for me, I'm not going to put him there because he's at such a disadvantage with that height potential for it. But he's definitely got a lot to prove if he wants to get to that point.
But we can't, I mean, that's for any draft class, right? Like, can't put anybody in a Hall of Fame category yet. So I think we're both in agreement. So that's a win for us week one.
Yes.
Week two is the Packers.
Yep, Packers at 1 p.m. on Fox on the 17th. So that one I think should be a win. With Jordan Love at quarterback, I like the Falcons' chances because I don't see Jordan Love as this crazy quarterback. I see him as a decent quarterback. So I think the quarterback battle is probably pretty similar, if not Falcons winning or having a better quarterback. So I love the Falcons' chances in this game.
And I think it's really about the offensive line. The Packers didn't do much. Their offensive line was weak last year. Their offensive line was weak a decent amount of years when Aaron Rodgers was there. They had a couple of years where their offensive line was good, and a lot of other years Aaron Rodgers really hit that. And with Aaron Rodgers gone, who knows if Jordan Love will be able to do the same thing. And I think that's going to be the key matchup, is I think Atlanta's offensive line will be significantly better than the Packers offensive line, which I think we'll see. I agree. I think it could be, unless Jordan Love comes out and they're like, holy cow, this is the next Aaron Rodgers, this is why we sat him for 4 years, which I don't think he will. But I really think Atlanta's going to win this one also, and it's going to come down to our offensive line being significantly better than theirs.
I don't think either team has a severe quarterback advantage. I think both teams have similar quarterback rooms. Falcons obviously have a better run game, and that's going to propel them, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I think also, too, like Atlanta's weapons, just looking at it, you go the last 3 years in the draft, Kyle Pitts, Drake London, Bijan Robinson. It's just like our weapons are stacked, and I don't see, you know, Packers have Christian Watson. They just picked up Jaden Reed, who's a good pickup. Their running backs are good between A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones. But I don't know where it's going to really show that Atlanta has the edge, especially at home. I believe you're two home games back-to-back to start the season. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are both at home. And the first road game, we'll move to that. This is a tough one. It's the Detroit Lions at 1 p.m. on Fox.
And I've been saying this for like the last couple of years now. The Lions are a very, very underrated team. And I believe that, you know, kind of how you said feels like Carolina's a year behind us. I feel like we're a year behind Detroit. Like, I feel like Detroit made last year was the year that they really took a step forward and made a playoff push. And they won 9 games, which nobody thought was going to happen at the beginning of the year. I actually said that I thought they'd win at least 8, and they went on an absolute run towards the end of the year. I think we're at an advantage because they've got a couple of players that are suspended due to gambling. That being said, I think this might be one of our toughest games of the year.
But this is very well one that Falcons could win. It's not like the teams are too non-similar. Both teams have great run games, good O-lines, good solid trenches. I'm not going to say great trenches because obviously Falcons were one of the worst teams in sacks, but they've added some guys to make them at least semi-decent in the trenches, or at least what should be. So I think these are two very evenly matched teams. I lean towards Detroit just because of recency bias and what they've done recently. But this one's very close.
I totally agree. And I think that if I had to pick this is a very, very winnable game. It almost feels like a coin flip. And I think that if, based off what I said, like if both teams would take the next step forward from where they were last year, Detroit probably squeaks by us just because I feel like they're a little bit ahead, but a very winnable game for us.
This might be like a one score game is what I'm thinking. Detroit by one score. I know people would like me to be like, oh, Falcons are going to win every single game, but that's obviously not the case. And this is one of the ones that the Falcons probably lose if you're looking at the schedule unbiased.
Yeah, and I think that we're not going to win every game. And I legitimately see this being the type of game where Detroit goes for it on two and gets it with time expiring or something along those lines. Like, I think that's how close of a game it'll be. And I think a very low scoring game as well.
100%.
I like just kind of talking about it, though. I like our weapons. I like our weapons more, especially with Jameis Williams being suspended. The offensive lines are comparable. As much as you like Ritter or don't like Ritter, right now you have to give Goff the advantage over Ritter. As much as I would love to say it's wrong, and hopefully next year that's proven wrong, but at this moment you got to give them the edge of quarterback. And also, as much as you like our coaching staff, at this moment you have to give the coaching to the Lions. Dan Campbell has done some amazing things to that squad. So,
yeah, 100%. I loved what he did. Even in his first year, you saw signs of life for the Lions. So it's a very interesting team to watch in the Lions. With that, let's move on to the London game. So get your English accents ready.
So we're both at 2-1 right now. That's kind of where we're leaning towards.
Yeah, both 2-1. Okay. So get ready for London. Get ready for the cool voices. I know Ben's going to be ready in our chat. Shout out to him, our English listener. So I'm very excited for this game. 9:30 a.m. So I'm going to have to set multiple alarms. That's a little early for me.
Although we're recording at 9:30 today.
Yeah. So sometimes I'll get up at 10.
gotta do what you gotta do.
I have a horrible sleep schedule.
we'll get it straightened away for that game. A lot of great storylines. We've got obviously Calvin Ridley back, who I think will end up being the number one receiver for that offense. And I think he's a very, very tough guard for players like Jeff Kuda and AJ Terrell. I think the way he runs routes and how explosive he is and in and out of his breaks, I think that could be a huge difference. And also, too, we can't not forget about Foye Oluokun back there, going to be all over the field on the Jags defense.
Yeah, totally. I think this Jags team is a great team, and this is another losable game for the Falcons. But I feel like this is more winnable than the Lions. I feel like it's still that same realm where, oh, it's kind of that toss-up area, but it's an easier win for the Falcons. If they're going to win either of the two, I think it's this one.
I think so, too. That's how I feel. Like, it could go – same thing, coin flip, could go either way. I think it's really the offensive line is what, for me, probably pushes it over the edge. Where the Lions have a great offensive line, the Jags still feels like they're working their offensive line out. And with our new additions on defense, plus with how solid our offensive line is, I could see our run game just absolutely feasting and us running all over them with both. I legitimately could see a world where Algier and Robinson both have over 100 yards and they can't stop us. That being 100%. Said, if either team, it feels like, and it feels like if we get them into a shootout, get them into like a lot of passing situations. You know, Trevor Lawrence is awesome, but our defense is great. And as long as we can slow down, our time stopping it. Obviously, Foye, and they've got some defensive linemen that are decent up there, like Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker. But I think we are going to just piss pound the rock, and they're not going to be able to do anything about it. That being said, if we start to get up big on them, we need to make sure we can get to Trevor Lawrence, because he is a rising star in this league, if not a star already. And with Calvin Ridley being his number one receiver, we're just going to really have to focus on slowing him down.
We'll be rooting for Ridley to do good, just not in this game. Because yeah, if Ridley does well, I believe the Falcons can get up to a second round pick. So we're hoping he plays well the entire year except this game.
Yeah. So if Ridley's the way it works, if Ridley makes it to the beginning of the season, like on the team or the Jaguars, by the time the first game starts, we end up with a fourth round pick this year. After that, we don't know the exacts, but if he plays a certain number of plays, a certain percentage of plays in the year, then that fourth round pick goes to a third round pick. If he re-signs with the Jaguars, that third round pick turns into a second round pick. So we will definitely want to root for him, not only because he's a good guy and he's been through a lot, and you know, how could you not root for Calvin Ridley? But if not, at least for it helps Atlanta. So go Ridley.
100%. We definitely want Ridley to do well, because it will make the Falcons do better, because Falcons will have a better pick, and that's always good, because there's you get to pick a better player available, which allows you to hopefully get a better player in the spot you would have gotten in the fourth round.
Absolutely. So I think we're both on greens at this point. Atlanta's 3-1 with the last two games, could go either way.
Yeah, 100%. I see the Falcons taking one out of the two, and I think it's the Jaguars in those two. With that, let's move to week 5 with the Houston Texans on the 8th. So that one's on Fox. So this one, I think, should be a freebie for the Falcons. I think Falcons should win this one easily.
Yeah, the only way we don't win this game is if Dameon Pierce just goes absolutely off. But I think with the new additions we've added to our interior defensive line, we should be in good shape. And hopefully Troy Anderson can take the next step. But Houston's on the way up. I don't think they'll be ready to take on what Atlanta has to give next year.
Yeah, for me, I just lean the Falcons like by like 14 to 20 points. It's just Falcons are better at everything, it seems. Quarterback, running game, defense. Yeah. So Texans are really in that very early rebuilding process. So I think Falcons are easy win here.
It might be too early to say quarterback. I think quarterback, I have higher standards of Desmond Ridder than I think a lot of other people do. But even if, let's say it's a wash, you go ever across the board, Atlanta's better offensive line, better wide receivers, better cornerbacks, better defensive linemen, you know, better safeties. So if you just look at it that way, where, like you said, it legitimately could be a blowout. But if you know, it's the NFL and anything could happen.
100%. I don't think we need to spend too much time on that. So we're both in agreement. Falcons are 4-1. So with that, we'll move on to Washington. So the Commanders were at home for this one. And it's going to be on Fox at 1 p.m. So, I mean, CBS at 1 p.m. Commanders have a great defense, but they've always had a horrible offense. So this is another one where you could make a case either way. It's not one of those ones where you're like, okay, it's definitely the Falcons winning, definitely Commanders winning. This one is one of the ones the Falcons could win. In this series and recent past, Falcons have been dominated in this series. It's a yearly game that goes on, and it seems like Falcons have lost it every year. for the past couple of years, and it just hasn't
And
gone their
it's
way. And I expect that to change. I'll lean towards the Falcons because the Falcons did more in free agency, and with their draft class. And I just think Falcons improved more than Washington improved this offseason.
I think so too. I think we've lost the games, and we lost last year's game. We barely lost, and the year before that, I believe we barely lost both of those games. And we've improved so much in the last 2 years that I think that will take us to the next level. And I want to bring it back to, it's going to be based on the lines, and that's where this game is going to be won or lost. If our offensive line can push their defensive line around and we can get the run game established, then we will win this game. If our offensive line cannot slow down their edge rushers and their interior pressure, because that's where they're stacked, right? Washington's defensive line is nasty. But that's the only way we lose, is if their defensive line takes the game over, that's the only way we'll have trouble.
Yeah, 100%. I do know Commanders will have a new starter with Heinicke being gone. And it looks like it's going to be former fifth round pick, Sam Howell, which he's a solid quarterback, but he's very unproven. But he played great when he got chances to start last year. So it'll be very interesting to see what he does.
And I think I think that's very comparable to us, right? Like I liked Ritter more than him coming out of last year, and I like Ritter more than him now, but you have to put them in the same boat.
Yeah, for sure. They're both in the same boat as developing quarterbacks who still got a ways for improvement if they're going to be consistent starters in this league. With that, let's move on to Tampa Bay, the 22nd on Fox. Tampa Bay is one of those teams where you look at them and you say, oh, that's a solid team, but they're losing Tom Brady. They're got to replace their quarterback. They have solid pieces around, but that quarterback position is so up in the air. That it's going to be tough to see them winning a bunch of games. I think they could, but I think they finish behind the Falcons, maybe second or third, depending on what the Saints do.
I totally agree. I think losing Tom Brady, you lose a lot. They haven't re-signed Fournette. Their offensive line took some hits last year. They are trying to rebuild and reload. They lost Shaq Mason. So we'll just have to see. They lost one of their tackles, I believe, too. Penn, maybe Donald Penn. I like Atlanta. I like Atlanta in this game also.
Yeah, so I think we both take Atlanta. So that puts Atlanta, let me double check to make sure I know. That puts Atlanta at 6-1 currently. With that, we'll move on to Tennessee.
It feels like worst case scenario at this point. Like, we're 6-1 in our standards. Best case scenario, there's a way we legitimately could be 7-0. And worst case scenario, we are,
3-4.
Yeah, something along those lines.
Because there's a couple games that are definitely toss-ups. But I don't know if it's just my Falcons bias, but I lean towards the Falcons. There is a world I could be a little biased on this, but I generally lean towards the Falcons when I'm talking about these.
Yeah, me too. I feel like if we're going to lose two games, it'll be Detroit and Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Those are the most losable games, for sure. But there's a world where Falcons don't lose either of those, and maybe they lose to a team you don't expect, which is probably something that's going to happen eventually, because it always happens. You find that one team that's weird to lose to, but somehow they manage to lose to that team.
Yeah.
So Buccaneers, that one's at home, so we'll mark that off as a win, and we'll move on to Tennessee in week 8. So
Arthur Smith's old stomping grounds.
Mm-hmm, for sure. This one, I think, is a Falcons loss. It just feels like Tennessee's too much ahead of the Falcons in their development and where they are in their process for me to say the Falcons are going to win this game.
So I'm leaning the other direction for this game because it feels like to me they took a step back this year, and it feels like they drafted Will Levis because they know that Ryan Tannehill isn't the guy. Their receiving core is an absolute shambles. Their offensive line has kind of been torn up a little bit in the last year or so. And it'll come down to, will our defensive line stop Derrick Henry? And will we be able to move the ball on their stout defense? And I think as long as we can help out Hennessy or Dahlman, whoever ends up starting at center, I think if we can help them with Jeffrey Simmons on the inside, I think we'll be in decent shape. So I lean the other way for this one. But again, another game that will be, I see it similar to the Washington game, a game that could go either way, but I definitely lean more towards Atlanta.
Ooh, they do have a bad wide receiver room. You might be swaying me a bit. let me look.
It's okay. I don't think we always have to agree. I think it's good that we have a little controversy.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the roster, making sure I'm good with my.
With your choice.
Yeah. Oh, their defense is great. They got guys like Harold Landry, Monty Rice, former dog, great player in college, pretty instinctual guy, solid O-line, solid quarterback room. The young guys haven't worked out. Solid running back room with Derrick Henry and Tajee Spears.
Yeah.
So I'll go with them just because their run game is similar and their defense is better. Because if you look at the Falcons wide receiver room, it's also in shambles. If we're looking at this unbiased, it's Drake London and some role guys.
Yeah, but like for me, it's Drake London. Then you throw in Kyle Pitt. You got to throw in Kyle Pitts, CP, John Smith, you know. So that's where I lean towards Atlanta because I just think that that'll be too much for their defense to stop. And I think their offensive line has gotten a lot weaker. So I lean towards Atlanta this one. But I could see – I definitely, again, similar opponent to Washington, in my opinion, where I think it could go either way, and I lean towards Atlanta.
Yeah, I just feel like Titans have proven themselves over the years for me to be like, okay, I'm going to lean towards the Titans at first glance until I look at some more stuff that proves me wrong.
Vrabel and Campbell, who are, you know, the Lions coach and the Titans coach, are two of the best coaches in the NFL, in my opinion. So it's hard to count them out either.
For sure. Next, we got the Vikings in week 9. So this one is on Fox at 1 p.m. So let me know your thoughts on the Vikings. I think they have a mid-tier quarterback. Obviously, a pretty solid defense. This is a winnable game for the Falcons, but it's not an easy game. This might be one of the first ones where I'm like, okay, this is a loss if I've ever seen one.
I go back and forth because I feel like the Vikings in the past have not like last year I would have said, okay, this is going to be a really tough game for us and we probably won't win. But it feels like they haven't done much to get better this offseason, right? So they lost Adam Thielen. They did replace him with Jordan Addison. Jordan Addison's an upgrade. They lost some of their offensive linemen. They're talking about cutting Dalvin Cook after June 1st. They just traded Za'Darius Smith away to the Browns. It just feels like they're trending in the wrong direction, and I'm not a big believer in Kirk Cousins. That being said, Justin Jefferson could go for 300 yards on us this game or something. He's just – and not saying anything bad against our secondary. He's just that kind of talent.
Ooh, not to mention they have Dalvin Cook and Alexander Mattison in that running back room.
But they're talking about cutting Dalvin Cook after June 1st.
Are they?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So I lean towards that. And I don't know. And Dalvin is amazing. But I definitely, I want just to make a case. That's my case to make for Atlanta. But going into the Vikings home turf, I'm going to give them the slight edge because, like, similar to, you know, when we talked about the Lions game, I don't think Atlanta's going to come away with a win on every single week. So I'll give the Vikings the edge here.
Yeah, I also give the Vikings the edge, and that's because they have a better receiver room. They have a solid running back room with a proven quarterback. I know people like to hate on Kirk Cousins, but if you're being honest with yourself, it's overblown. He's a solid top to middle of the league quarterback. He's not this trash can of the quarterback that everyone likes to put him out to be. So I think Vikings win, but I think it's a close game.
He's the upper echelons of the mid-tier quarterback.
For sure.
Kind of how I see him. And plus, he's also playing at 1 o'clock, so you know he's going to dominate. It's not a primetime game.
Yeah, for sure. So this is one of the ones I have to be like, yeah, give Falcons a loss because we obviously can't predict 13-4. It just look weird. We got to predict a couple losses because we know Falcons aren't going to win them all this year. They obviously have one of the easiest schedules with it coming out being like 32nd in record for their opponents this year. So definitely one they could win 12 games at the high end and maybe 10 at like the more, oh, I'm not biased level.
Yeah. So right now I have them losing 2 games and you have them losing 3.
Yep. And that's through 9 weeks. So I have them at 6-3. You have them at 7-2 through 9 weeks.
Okay.
Again, this is Thon Ray. You guys can follow us at Falcons_drip on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Please make sure you subscribe, follow, whatever you need to do to get the alert for our next episode. If you guys enjoyed today, please leave us a review. It always helps us grow. Until then, see you next time. Rise up.